This is the audio from our latest WFYI Small Studio from Home session featuring singer-songwriter Cole Woodruff. I'm Melissa Davis, Small Studio Sessions producer. You can find this entire session along with a video at wfyi.org/smallstudio. Listen in right after the session. We'll have an interview with Cole. Support for Small Studio Sessions comes from Sun King Brewing.
Hey, my name is Cole Woodruff, and this is my Small Studio Session from home. I don't just want to sing love songs anymore. I want to know how it feels to be loved. I don't just want to fight, 'cause my and hold you close. So baby, tell me now. Cause all the days I fought for are gone, now that you're here. I don't just want to sing love songs anymore. I want to know how it feels to be loved. So that first song was a song called I Don't Want to Sing Love Songs. It was off of my first full-length album titled This One's Gonna Hurt. You can find that online on Spotify and all the good places. And this next song is a song that is unreleased. It's not a new song, but it's one that is kind of fallen back in fashion with me. I hadn't really played it out very much, and then I started playing it out, and people liked it a lot. So I started doing it, and then all this craziness happened. And so I didn't really get to play it out too much. So there may be some plans for this song in the future, but it's called Trouble in the Backwoods.
Don't sleep. He'll put you in the drunk tank, but he ain't catching me. Headed for the Southland with a bullet in my arm. Whoa. headed out of Nashville. 3 days ride. Took out a bank loan with a pistol at my side.
All right, so this next song is going to be the first single off of my new album. We released it on November 20th. That album is hopefully going to be coming out in early spring of next year. But you can find this song online right now, Spotify and all those places. It's a song I wrote in quarantine, and it's called Benefits.
Find yourself, but that don't ease the pain. I'm sitting alone inside my living room, staring at the boxes that I haven't touched for days since I've moved. I've been in this hell, lost and feeling hopeless, thinking about nothing else but you, thinking about nothing else but you. Being happy's hard when you hate yourself and everyone you know seems to be doing well. Moving on while you sit all alone, and even your best friend doesn't have the time for all of it. What am I gonna do? Thinking about nothing else but you. Thinking about nothing else but you. Thinking about nothing else but you, you, you. Nothing else but you. I can't shake this feeling that I'm doing something wrong. This quarantine is gonna kill me. I still feel you sleeping in my arms as we're tangled up, laying in your bed. I know it doesn't make much sense to you. Just tell me this means something. Tell me I'm thinking about nothing else but you. Nothing else but you.
All right, so in lieu of an intro for this last song here, I'm just going to say a few thank yous and drop some shout outs here. Definitely thank you to WFYI Small Studio for having me, giving me this opportunity. And thanks for everything that they're doing over with the Local Frequency Initiative over on 90.1 FM. You can hear some of my music over there. And also, I just want to thank Fortify Creations for putting this video together for me. Definitely look up and support local videographers, local artists. It's a rough time right now for everybody. And especially the local venues definitely need our help to keep going during this time, especially in the colder months where, they can't do as many shows with the current situation. So definitely support your local artists, support your local video shooters, photographers, and definitely support the local restaurants and venues that have people. So we can try to get through this together. And that's kind of what this song's about. This is a song for all my musician friends. It's called Dirty.
Sometimes this world can break you down. Everything you give, it can all run out. But you're not alone. No, you're not alone. Sometimes you fall down in the dirt. What you're worth, but it's not too late. You can beat this thing. And hold me when you get lonely. I don't mind getting dirty sometimes if it keeps you alive. When you feel like you're all alone and sad, just pick up the phone. I'll be there when you call to tell you I love you. When your rope of life is at an end, I will tie my knot to your fraying mess. When the road below you turns to sand and you start to sink, but regain your feet just to fall. You can grab my hand. And hold me when you get lonely. I don't mind getting dirty sometimes if it keeps you alive. And when you like you're all alone and sad, just pick up the phone. I'll be there when you call to tell you I love you. I'll be there when you call to tell you I love you.
Thanks for listening to this Small Studio from Home session with Cole Woodruff. Let's get to know our latest Small Studio Sessions artist. Americana singer-songwriter Cole Woodruff played guitar and harmonica in this four-song set. He's originally from Frankfort, Indiana, moved to Indy to pursue his music, and found a supportive group of singer-songwriters.
You know, 5 years ago, there was a booming number of singer-songwriters in a very, very close-knit, tight community of acoustic songwriters. And I kind of formed some deep friendships with these people, and we all kind of supported each other.
How are you coping during the pandemic?
Actually, I'm coping really well. I'm a very, very introverted person. You know, I have a very small, close-knit group of friends that I like to see. But other than that, like, I actually really enjoy almost the excuse to not have to go do things. I would play a show, and then, like, I would just be so drained emotionally and, you know, mentally after I play, just being around people and stuff, that I would just want to, like, go straight home after a show and just, like, recharge. I'm very introverted in that way that, like, I can be this extroverted person when I need to be. But also, it takes a lot out of me, and I kind of enjoy the time kind of, like, by myself and not having to go around everybody all the time and be that introvert or that extroverted person, you know.
Now, if someone asked you to describe your music, it can be tough to summarize, you know, but how would you describe your music?
Well, it's sad music. It's sad songs. I don't know if we can use this, but it's commonly referred to as sad music amongst the songwriter crowd that I'm friends with. That's what they have dubbed my music, is like the genre that I've created. I don't know if that's usable, but basically I love sad stuff. I love sad movies. I love sad songs. It's something that, like, a lot of people, they don't like to wallow in sadness, but, like, I love it. Like, it's something that actually energizes me. And it actually makes me feel better to, like, watch a sad movie or listen to a sad song. And there are people out there like that. It's very few and far between. But, like, that's kind of what my music is just, like, I feel like the rawest human emotion is sadness. And it's the emotion that is, I feel like, the most present, but it's the hardest for people to grasp and access. And I feel like my music has been my way of embracing sadness it's sad love songs.
Support for Small Studio comes from Sun King Brewing. You can find every Small Studio session at wfyi.org/smallstudio.